In the Radio St. Pete Spotlight today, the 8th Annual International Holocaust Remembrance Day, Sunday, January the 19th in St. Petersburg, a free event for the Tampa Bay community held as the result of a United Nations General Assembly resolution. It's presented by the International Diplomatic Corps of Florida. Board Chairman is John Waterman.
The impetus for this organization and the event is United Nations Resolution 60/7, and that was signed in 2005. And sadly, the reason for it was the increasing number of disinformation about the Holocaust. So UN Resolution 60/7 affirms that, you know, the Holocaust did in fact happen, and as a result of the Holocaust happening, it is sort of the it is the responsibility of all free nations to commemorate and therefore keep alive the memory of these people and the event itself so that it does not happen again. Because of the internet and websites are relatively easy to put together, there's a lot of disinformation out there. And with not a lot of resources, somebody can put together a website that looks respectable, and they can basically put forth whatever they want. And since it's not being vetted, we basically have a generation of people who kind of have grown up with the internet and almost take at face value sometimes what's out there. It's kind of frightening because one of the reasons the Holocaust was able to happen was because the Nazis were able to control media and sort of in an arrogant way, temporary people look back and say, oh, well, it was easy to control the media back then. It was newsreels, radio, and newspaper. And that was easy to control. But I would submit that the internet almost makes it, it's like a propagandist on steroids because, again, the proliferation, the access, and the relative ease in which someone can just put a website together.
The story of the Holocaust is so overwhelming. You know, the talk of millions of people dying is really hard to comprehend.
The sheer number of people who perished in the Holocaust, it is, unfortunately, so difficult to comprehend, especially, in a modern society where what passes for grievances is really trivial in comparison. An important note is, in addition to the 6 million Jews who perished, who of course were honoring and commemorating, this event brings attention to the soldiers, the members of the military who fought and actually liberated the camps, as well as the allies of the Allied forces who, subsequent to World War II, have all made strides to have open societies and societies that are not tolerant of, hate speech and things of that nature.
The director of the January 19th Holocaust commemoration is Jana Bahar Malamut.
I am the granddaughter of a Holocaust survivor. My grandmother was the only survivor of a family of nine. She and her sister were liberated together, and unfortunately, her sister perished upon liberation. My grandmother was also pronounced dead, and a final pulse check revealed by one of the Red Cross workers that they heard a faint pulse on her, and they saved her life. She was then taken in by a family from Sweden who rehabilitated her, helped her get back on her feet. She was 19 years old. And then she was sent to Milan, Italy, where she met my grandfather at the train station. They were married and had one child and immigrated to the United States in the late 50s. She was active in Pinellas County school system, telling her story in the 80s and early 90s. And she had a very strong personality. We were all raised with her in our life. We all lived very close to each other. And I became involved with the International Diplomatic Corps of Florida about 3 years ago. This is my second year as the commemoration director. The commemoration is open to our entire community. This is a secular event. It's free. There is no charge to attend, although we do ask that each attendee RSVP, as unfortunately, due to security reasons, we can't have walk-ins the day of. This year, we will have Mayor Kreisman, Dr. Smiley, who's the Dean of Social and Behavioral Sciences and Human Services from St. Petersburg College, speaking. And then our keynote speaker is Mrs. Toni Rindy, who is very active and has played a long-time leadership role within the Jewish community in Pinellas County. And she is also one of the founders of the board at the Florida Holocaust Museum. And she'll be telling her story of survival.
Jana Melamed, the commemoration director. Again, board chairman John Waterman.
In Wallace, an annual event, and we put on a once-a-year commemoration. The work that goes into that is a year-long process, and to that end, we're always looking to include. The mission is to include community in the event, so it would be great if any of your listeners or audience who are either interested in participating, have an idea for a future event, or want to get involved, would reach out and contact us year-round. Our website is IDCFL.org. It's International Diplomatic Corps Florida, IDCFL.org. We welcome input from all people, and this is, again, entire Tampa Bay and Florida community.
Thanks to Jana Bahar Malamet, the director of the Holocaust Commemoration, and John Waterman, the board chairman of the International Diplomatic Corps of Florida, presenting the 8th Annual International Holocaust Remembrance Day, Sunday afternoon, January the 19th, 3 o'clock at PTEC in St. Petersburg, the St. Petersburg campus of the Pinellas Technical College, 3548 11th Avenue South in St. Petersburg. The event is free and open to the public, but please RSVP for your personal invitation and ticket. The email address is jmelamet@idcfl.org. I will spell it for you carefully, jmelamut@idcfl.org. For more information on this event and other activities of the organization, visit the website at idcfl.org.